Wow, that was a lot less rock and roll than I expected.
And nothing like the TV guide said it would be. But it was beautiful.
I see you liked it, Grandma. I knew because I saw you turn on your hearing aids.
I did. It wasn't the loud razzle-dazzle I thought it would be. It was the real Christmas story. The birth of Jesus. The love of God. Good news of great joy for all people. Right there on our TV. From a drive-in.
And cut. We're off the air.
Woo! Yeah!
You all were amazing. Mr. Goodman, really, it was a great show.
Big Bill's Drive-In. It's for you, Mr. Goodman.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So? Am I finished?
Well, they loved it!
I'm so relieved. That was a gamble, Mr. Goodman.
Not as much as you might think. I've been around this business for a long time. What I saw here wasn't just talent. It was talent with heart, combined with a message people need to hear.
That's what I've known for years, Mr. Goodman.
They said something else. They wanted to know about you, Carol, because you can really sing.
That's what we've been telling you!
I'd like for you to consider something. How would you like to go on the road?
Plane, train, or bus?
Jed!
Probably all three. Safely, I'd like to start a singing group. With you and with Jane and Martha. They're all the rage these days.
Really?
I want to call you all Carol in the Bells. I think you'll climb the charts.
What do you think, Dad?
I think it's a great idea. You three have a message the world needs to hear. If you're all back here by this time next year for our Christmas pageant.
Deal!
Big Bill, I think we'll all be back here next year with a TV contract for Big Bill's Christmas at the Drive-In pageant, featuring Carol and the Bells.
Yay!
I'll get it. Yes. Oh, okay. You bet. That was the network. The phones are lighting up like crazy. They want to cut back to us for an encore.
Awesome!
I think you found another star, Mr. Wise Man. And three, two, one, we are live!